2 Corinthians 1, I'll read 4, starting in verse number 4. It says, "Who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure, above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. But we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. Ye also helping together by prayer for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf." And let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for this book that we can read, that Paul wrote it down as a letter to a church that was struggling. God, that we can also receive the comfort and consolation that they did, despite the conflicts of life. That we can have supernatural aid, a divine help to get us through, to help us to grow. We might be able to help others when they are in their season of affliction as well. Help us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And we said as we go down through 2 Corinthians, in any book really, when you're studying it, you want to pick out the key words in chapter 1. The word comfort and consolation are the two words he uses over and over again, while using the words tribulation, trouble, sufferings, affliction, those type words. He keeps using the words comfort and consolation. And we said that 2 Corinthians is probably, in my opinion anyway, one of the most open and honest letters that Paul writes. Not that he ever wrote with sleight of hand or deceived the people, but it's just an open look. It's an insight, this letter, into the personal struggles of Paul. That Paul was writing here very open about his own afflictions and troubles. Later in the chapter, verse 8, I think it is, he's saying, "I don't want you ignorant. I don't want you unaware of what we're going through." He said, Paul said, "I want to be open about the affliction, open about the troubles, so that I can show you how I got help," Paul said, "that you can get the same help." Philippians 4, Paul said this to the church at Philippi when he was struggling. He said, "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." So we're talking about contentment in conflict. And Paul, who we would point to probably as the greatest missionary, one of the greatest preachers and church planters of all times, said he had to learn to be content in whatsoever state. That gets open to interpretation, it's a definition, I should say, to explain that in whatsoever state. Because Paul found himself in states of hunger, in the state of being shipwrecked, in the state of being beaten, in the state of being betrayed by his own kinsmen, by his co-workers betraying him and running back home. Paul said, "In whatsoever state, I have learned to be content." And he's telling folks, "I want you to know that we have struggled, me and Titus and others, Timothy, and you're going to struggle. We're all going to struggle with sin and with suffering, and no one is immune." That's why he says in verse 8, "For we would not, brethren, have you ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia, that we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life." And Paul said, even him, even the great men that were with him, he said, "We were so overwhelmed by our troubles, we were thinking we were going to die in this thing." Verse 3 and 4 is where we want to be in our Christian life, I believe. It says, "Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God." We say, that's where I want to be. I want to be in a position that I can comfort those who are in trouble. That I can be a help, that I can offer some consolation to those that are in trial. And Paul said, you'll get there, but first you need to learn how to obtain your own comfort and your own consolation from the right sources, so you can find this state of contentment and you can be able to help others when they're in their own conflict. So again, by introduction from a couple weeks ago, we said everyone has conflict. But not everyone finds contentment in the conflict. And it's only found in how we seek out comfort and consolation. The toughest, most spiritual amongst us, we would say Paul, Timothy, Barnabas, others were in that category, are going to have conflict. And no matter who you are, when you go through troubles and conflict, you desire comfort or consolation. And Paul said, I'm going to share with you how I found it. This comfort and this consolation. If you look at verse number 5, He is giving encouragement to the church at Corinth that we are going to share in the conflict that he has. We're going to have troubles like he did. But because we share in a common trouble, we get to share in a common solution. Verse number 5, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. For whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. And Paul's warning here, his teaching here to the church at Corinth, is that when you find yourself, like Paul, overwhelmed, pressed beyond measure, despairing even of life, the temptation is to look for our own source of comfort. To resort back to what our comfort zone is, to what our old nature was, to begin to medicate or to look other places to alleviate the pain rather than to God. Some it's in addiction, some it's in self-destructive behaviors, some it's in just even in work or in activities that are wrong in and of themselves, but we throw ourselves at them to avoid the situation. Luke 6, we read down through the last time we were together, but part of that he said, woe unto you that are rich. And in the context of what he was saying, he said, if you're rich and have all the riches and the wealth and the resources that you think you'll ever need, there's a danger that you're going to start leaning on your own strength, leaning on your own resources, trusting in your own understanding to get you through rather than looking to God. So verse number 9, as I try to hasten through where we left off, he said, but we had the sentence of death in ourselves that we should not trust in ourselves. Paul said, we and the men that are with me, we thought we were going to die. We are under the sentence of death. This suffering was so overwhelming and pressed beyond measure. Why would we trust in ourselves? The best we had to hope for in ourselves is death. He said this at the end of the verse, but in God which raiseth the dead. To trust in ourselves is death and destruction. Proverbs 28 says this, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. Jeremiah 9 says this, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. So again and again, Old Testament, New Testament, Jeremiah, Paul, the Proverbs said, when you find yourself in that period or season of discomfort, of conflict, of being overwhelmed, of being wounded, of being hurt, Paul said, Jeremiah said, others that don't glory in your own wisdom, your own strength, your own might, don't hope in yourself. If you're going to glory, glory in this, that you have a God who is faithful. If you look at verse number 5 of chapter 1, it says this, for as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also aboundeth by Christ. Verse number 10, who delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. And Paul is again telling them that you're going to find conflict, but with conflict there is always an option for comfort and consolation. But what does it look like? We said the word comfort means a state of physical ease. It's a season of relief from suffering. So you were in a season of suffering and now you've been rescued from it. That's to be comforted. Consolation is comfort received after a disappointment or loss. And Paul is teaching them sometimes God is going to remove the suffering. Sometimes you're going to come through unscathed. God is going to work a miracle for you. And sometimes he's going to give you what you need to endure it or to recover from it when it's over. And we're all going to suffer it. We're all going to get there. We have expectations in life that are unmet. Perceptions that are shattered, and there's that wound in the soul, and the battle begins in the mind. So Paul is saying we need to develop a plan that when this happens, I run to God. I get comfort and consolation from certain spiritual areas rather than defaulting to myself, to my comfort zone, and trying to fix it in my own strength. And we said three things, but number one, really is the only one we got through. Paul said he received consolation through the Scriptures. He found the consolation and the comfort of God that led to him being content no matter what he faced, what the situation was. Paul said, I'm content being here because I know in this state that I am in, I can find comfort and consolation through the Word of God. I can find comfort that will relieve some of the suffering. I can find consolation, that comfort that will sustain me during it. Psalms 119 says this, "Remember the word unto thy servant upon which thou caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word hath quickened me." Acts 15, "So when they were dismissed, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the epistle." So they call a crowd together, they hand them a letter, an epistle, what we would call a book of the Bible now. It says this, "Which when they had read, they rejoiced for the consolation." There is consolation, there is comfort that comes, and a source of it, a kind of comfort and consolation that only comes from the Word of God. That as we read through its pages, we study through the Bible, it reminds us of our standing in Christ. We talked about that Sunday morning, who we are in Christ Jesus. It reminds us of the security of our eternity, of the Spirit that indwells us and will guide us. And more than we need to figure out everything that's going on, and more than we need to have all the pieces lined up so it makes sense, more than we need the help of other people, we need the consolation and the comfort that is only found in the Word of God. And that was the first thing we said last time we were together. Number two, if you go over to John chapter number 14, not only did Paul find comfort and consolation in the Scriptures, but Paul found comfort and consolation in the Spirit of God. John chapter number 14. We'll chase this through two or three chapters here, just a couple of verses in each chapter, as Jesus is speaking here for the first the balance of the book of John. He's going to teach his disciples of what's getting ready to happen, about his death, resurrection, ascension, the Holy Spirit coming. And we find that in John chapter number 14, verse number 16. It says this, "And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." Down to verse number 26. "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Chapter 15 of the book of John. John 15 down to verse number 26 of this chapter as well. "But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me." John chapter 16 verse number 7. John chapter 16 down to verse number 7. "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he is come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. Of sin because they believe not on me. Of righteousness because I go to my Father and ye see me no more. Of judgment because the prince of this world is judged. I have yet many things to say unto you, but you cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." Several verses there, as the Lord went on for what we call chapters, three chapters, teaching them who he was initially, that I am the Word, John chapter 1, and now John chapter 14, not only the comfort of the Scriptures, but he said, "I'm going to leave you a comforter, I'm going to send one in the person of the Holy Ghost, in the Spirit of God to come," and he said he's going to be your guide. He is going to bring you to truth. When you're not sure which way to go, when you're overwhelmed, pressed above measure like Paul, he said you have one within you, the Comforter of God, to guide you, to lead you to truth, to bring you to a place of peace that the world can't offer and the world can't take away. Other passages calls it or describes it as a peace that passeth all understanding. That's how many would have looked at Paul and many look at Christians today and said, look at the conflict you're in. How can you be calm? Paul, how can you be content? How can you have peace? That I can't understand that. And Paul is saying that's the peace that passeth. It's beyond understanding. It's beyond figuring out. But it's a comfort that comes through the Spirit of God, knowing and developing a relationship with the Spirit of God and the Word of God. We did mention this briefly about the comforters we use in Maine, being that thick, heavy blanket. You pull it up because it keeps you warm. Or if you deceive yourself and there's a noise in the night, you pull it up over your head and you feel safe. because nothing can get through a comforter. And then you're sweating to death, and you stick one foot out to cool down. And I think my kids take after me because we're all hot sleepers. And I can't stand being hot when I'm trying to sleep. And it's like open a window or turn on the fan or do something. But a comforter, it comes over you when you need it. And it's that presence of that comforter, that weight. And they're even studying that and finding some of those things now as their information is developing about autism, things like that, about the weighted comforters. And the security, the calming presence, the peace and security that even people with developmental disabilities feel when that presence comes on them, that weight holds them in. And it's not a restraint, it's just a weighted blanket. And now Walmart and everywhere else is trying to peddle them like it's something new, but they've developed it for those that need that comfort, that security. Paul said, that's where I got it. He said, me and Barnabas, me and Titus, me and Timothy, whoever it was in different seasons of life, different travels, he faced different troubles. He said, we couldn't comfort each other. We were under the same sentence of death. I couldn't help them. They couldn't help me. We had to look to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God to be that comforter to come over us, to hold us close, to bring that security. A comforter, the dictionary says, is one who administers comfort or consolation. One who strengthens and supports the mind in distress. The comforter. Again, this is just a brief overview that we might go and study these for ourselves further. The Scriptures, the Spirit, and then lastly, if you go to 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, not only did Paul find consolation through the Scriptures, and he found comfort through the Spirit of God, but he did find the consolation and comfort that's found in the saints. Yes, the Scriptures and the Spirit are primary, but there is a comfort, there's a consolation that can be found in fellow saints, in fellow Christians. 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, here's the update to the story. Paul has written them a severe letter, he talks about in the beginning of the book, which is probably 1 Corinthians, where he addresses them, he rebukes them, he is pointed with them, he calls them out, he uses phrases like, I speak this to your shame, and he's telling the church of Corinth, shame on you for this. Now he's writing 2 Corinthians back to say, I sent Titus to you to see how you took it. He had great trepidation. He had a great turmoil that Paul had over how they received this the what we call 1 Corinthians. So much in the first part of 2 Corinthians, he said, I was supposed to have a ministry. The door was open. I could have had a great opportunity, but I was so troubled by how you would have received my first letter that I couldn't even minister. This is the update. This is where Paul is writing to them, 2 Corinthians chapter number 7, about the word he has received, about how they took it. 2 Corinthians 7, down to verse number 5. For when we were coming to Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. But we were troubled on every side. Without were fightings, within were fears. We've been there sometimes, I'm sure. Trouble inside of your body, as far as mentally, emotionally. Trouble outside. But verse number 6. Nevertheless, God that comforteth those that are cast down, comforted us. How? By the coming of Titus. Paul's saying we were in trouble, we had no rest, we were overwhelmed again, inside and out, and still we found comfort when Titus came. Verse number 7. And not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in you. When he told us your earnest desire, your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoiced the more. For though I made you sorry with a letter, I do not repent, though I did repent. For I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it were but for a season. Now I rejoice, not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. So again, Paul found comfort and consolation in the Scriptures through the Spirit of God, but also through the saints. He said, I sent Titus to check up on you in Corinth. Down the road, more than one place, Troas, Macedonia, he catches up with Titus. He said, I was in great distress there. I was without rest there. I was turmoil inside. I had enemies outside. But still, God comforted me by Titus's arrival. But not just by Titus's arrival. But with the news Titus brought with him. He said, well, although I was in great personal distress, Paul says, he was encouraged because of the report of the saints. He said, I was encouraged. I found strength, comfort, consolation in hearing how God was working in your life. Hearing how you responded to the Word of God.
that when I rebuked you, Paul said, it made you sorry. And not just sorry that you knew me, but sorry for what you were doing. And he said, and you repented. You turned from that. You put it behind you and you returned to your first love, the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul said, I found great encouragement and comfort, yes, by the scriptures, yes, by the Spirit. But he says, by the saints, by you, church, that I planted there at Corinth. I was encouraged and strengthened by the fact you heard and responded appropriately to the word of God. It's just an application for us tonight. That's a reminder for us too, that we can be comforters or discomforters. I can bring comfort or discomfort. I can encourage or discourage by how I live my life, how I serve other people, how I speak, how I conduct myself, how I walk with God. I can bring comfort or discomfort. You say, oh, they have the Spirit. Yeah, they have the scriptures. That's true. But God said, I also have given them the saints. That we can draw strength from one another, comfort from one another, by how we live, serve, speak, walk when we're in our own season of conflict. 3 John, John of course writing the book down, said this in 3 John chapter 1, I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. So again, Paul is teaching the church at Corinth how to have contentment despite being conflicted. Comfort from the scriptures, comfort from the Spirit, comfort from the saints. We too can learn to be content by being able to, we grow to the point, we learn like Paul did, to be able to encourage ourselves in the Lord. Not for needing, I'm not against it. You say, I need someone to encourage me. I got to call somebody. I got to go somewhere. I need a word of encouragement. By all means, that's part of the saints. But David, when his men spoke of stoning him in the Old Testament, and they were going to kill him, David says, went and encouraged himself in the Lord. And we can have the same, Paul said. If you want to have comfort to give to other people, consolation to give to other people, learn how to get some. Learn how to get it from the God of all comforts, he calls them. Learn to get it from the scriptures, that comfort, that consolation, from the Spirit of God coming over you as a comforter, from the saints. But also in the same aspect, I want to help others, but I want to get them to the Word of God. I want to introduce them to the Spirit of God. And I want to be a saint, a child of God that encourages, comforts others by how I am receiving and responding to the Word of God as well. Let's stop there for